When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Okay. Yeah, they're rumors for a reason.
I look at them. I look at MLB, NFL, and NBA trade rumors every day. And the reason why is because it shows all the transactions and who's in on what.
No doubt.
And various things. And there's like multiple articles linking the Warriors, among other teams, to Kyle Kuzma. And I'm like, really?
Yeah, that's silliness. That's silliness. 888 957-9570. Casey and Marin just lit a match. And he just said, it's time to blow it up. 1 5-game losing streak. You know, I remember walking into the Bruce Mahoney game at Kezar Stadium. S-I-S-H. And I don't know what young man that was from S-I. He knows who he is. We were walking for a minute. And he could not help but say, you know, Vontae, getting these three guys and gotta say, man, replacing Klay Thompson did us justice. Boy, we needed to remove him. And now, De'Anthony Melton's hurt for the year. Slow-mo's trying to find his way within the system. And Buddy's in the slump. Buddy's in the slump. So, you know?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I don't know where we're at right now, but Buddy's got to get going. Kuminga's got to continue to play well. Pods has got to step up. There's no doubt. They got to start winning some basketball games here. And I just think, before we start blowing things up, I do want to know, though, it is Sports Talk Radio, 888-957-9570. I'm here to listen, and I will not cut anybody off. If you think it's time to blow it up,
unless it's
then
BPA.
Go ahead. No. Well, BPA, he's out of his mind. just says nothing. BPA, I think DeSantis is a bad defense coordinator. But, no, listen. It's going to be a tough December.
Okay.
It's going to be some up and downs in this month of December. So if you could just tread water, stabilize this roster, win a couple games here and there, and go into January in the top six, that's what you want to do. Just be in the top six. Now, 925, it's kind of stole my thunder here. Elfrid Payton dropped 21 assists for the Pelicans. It got cut. Maybe you want a ball handler. Elfrid Payton can't. I don't know what his shooting numbers is right now off the top of my head, but he's a ball handler. I don't know. Maybe you sign him to a 10-day. I don't know. But I'm not ready to panic and blow this thing up now.
But you're asking why people are, like, losing their minds or whatever.
Well, I know why people are losing their minds.
Well, but also, like,
I've been in this business for 8 years.
No. But this is also, like, the stock market, like other things in life, you know, price goes up and down. You yourself, you know, yesterday's price isn't today's price. In the words of the great, you know, American poet, Too Short and Jay-Z, it was all good just a week ago.
Oh, you're playing Jay-Z now?
It was all good just a week ago. Really, a week ago, I had a healthy Steph Curry.
You know,
a healthy Draymond Green. A week ago, I thought Podziemski was going to turn it around. You know, a week ago, it felt like Buddy Hield was on fire. Everything he threw up was going in.
Me and you were going to fight one day.
A week ago, the Nuggets weren't looking as good.
You know,
week ago, the Warriors didn't blow 7,000 leads. A week ago, a lot of things changed.
No.
Brandon Allen was quarterback.
I had to hang up on my daughter. She just woke up. She can't wake up to that energy.
Yeah, it was all good just a week ago.
No. You know what? Me and you are going to fight. Me and you are going to fight a couple times. Because, one, you're turning into Pauly Mack. I love you, Pauly Mack, but you're kind of turning into a Pauly Mack.
I don't make other people's songs. I use American culture to emphasize a point.
You don't listen to what I have to say, and you're down the line to Carter trying to effort that song while I'm trying to go out here and have a conversation. So me and you are going to fight one day. Me and you, buddy, you do that all the time. Me and you're gonna fight one day about this.
It's called producing.
No, it's called the producer doing their job back there to do that stuff. Not you. All right. But the lines are lit up here, so I'm gonna go to the calls before we get to Anthony Slater. Cause it's getting hot in the kitchen out here, and even the boss was like, "Wow, we want to blow it up." I said, "This is how the new this is how Generation Z is built. That's how the new fans are built. Let's just blow it up. As soon as we lose three, look at the 49ers for example. Hold on. Look at the 49ers for a second." With four NFC championship games last 5 years, two Super Bowl appearances, and all of a sudden we want to fire our damn coach because we're having a tough year with all the injuries and all the personal tragedies. People want to fire the coach.
Just a couple people say something.
Oh, no, not a couple people. You've hit it at Belichick, the whole damn internet, everybody calling this station. So many people have talked about firing. Well, you had Mike Fleury on yesterday saying maybe Shanahan just needs a break. What? Maybe he's overworked. You know what I'm saying? We're not built for this anymore. What happened? I belong in the 70s and 80s when things are tough. Tough.
The Giants were going through a rough patch, and you said you wouldn't watch a Giants game all year.
No, it was because of the way they built the team, and I knew they sucked. And what happened? They sucked.
But you weren't strong enough to endure it?
No.
And come out on the other side tougher?
I watched every game, and I was like, what am I watching? I might as well go watch my Baltimore Orioles. Let me go watch my New York Yankees.
People Magazine, you're one of us, too.
No. Don't put me in that boat. No.
You're not above the
fray. No. As everybody's blaming Podziemski, I'm saying, well, he didn't play the last 5 minutes.
You had the Niners getting Kirk Cousins after a quarter and a half.
No, I said, no, I did not. Context matters. Context matters. You got to read, buddy. You got to read. I said, Kirk Cousins is on the table. Brock Purdy doesn't pull it. And you think I'm lying? The broadcaster of the 49ers is saying, put in Sam Darnold.
That's what we do.
No.
That's what we do.
So stop. Don't put it on me. That was legit. This is, we're throwing Kyle Kuzma's name out here this morning. I mean, oh, my
Denver
gosh.
The Broncos traded everything for Russell Wilson and within like 5 months immediately regretted it.
And you know what?
Deshaun Watson was traded for the largest hole in the history of the game. And almost immediately everyone said it was horrible. Like, that's what happens in life.
No, we didn't think it was horrible. At first, we were like, damn, Cleveland Browns finally got a quarterback.
No, we didn't. He was amidst like 30 scandals.
No, but we thought, hell, the night we wanted him, we wanted Deshaun Watson for the scandals.
I hate to agree with Simon.
Before the scandals. Before the scandals.
Before that's what I just said. Yeah, before the scandals, we wanted Deshaun Watson. Nobody knew Deshaun Watson was going to fade this far. Let's go to the lines. I want to get to the calls. Richie of Livermore, start this party off. All right, we got a who's who right here. Richie Rich. What's up, Richie Rich?
What's up with my dogs, man? Hey, before I get cooking, I got to say one thing, man. Doobie Award's about to be lit. I'm pumped.
Let's go.
Hey, Chaffee, you're my dog, right? You're my dog. Hey, like Tony in the zone. You ain't in the zone, Chaffee. We needed some dancers, dog. Me and B was talking, G.
Hey, we're going to get them dancers.
I see those family pics on Instagram, bro. Hey, Richie Rich. You talk a big game. Rich. I don't know.
Richie Rich, I got to follow you on Instagram. I got to follow you on Instagram, but it's the 5th. We got 15 days, December 20th. Hey. We got to get these dancers rolling, man.
You know, hey, if not, we got to get some food delivered, girls. You know what I'm saying, Shafty?
I'm in on the food.
Scantily clad, ladies. Hey.
Oh, man, my God. Check it out. Hey, I got like the devil's advocate, right? Like, I think what you're seeing is what you're seeing. Curry averaging 22 points is real. Why? Because, dude, ain't no one really consistent throwing up buckets, and ain't nobody scared, right? I feel like, keep it real, 100, you really do got to make a decision of going out there and getting Curry a top scorer, right, to value his last couple years because he's slowing down. So you need to go get that Giannis or what. You got to get somebody that puts the pressure that can score because what you see with the Nuggets in crunch time, man, they want to pass. Curry couldn't get nothing, and Curry's the best point guard in the space. But no one else can get buckets in that last 5 or 6 minutes, and we've lost the last handful of games because in crunch time we can't score, man. And I think if we don't get that big name, you're looking at a 50% ball club, you know, just like last year, barely cruising in. So we need to get that big name. Otherwise, it might be time, you know, shake it up a little bit, fellas. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I can't wait to see you guys on Friday on the Doobie.
I can't wait, Richie. It's the Doobie Awards, December 20th. I can't wait. Jonathan, Foster City. Your time is now. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning. Look, some of these losses that my man just said it is just not able to score in the end of the game. Some of this regression to the mean, it is what it is. But if we don't get 22 chip, this front office is getting stared at like you wasted a lot of Steph Curry's prime. So I'm going to pose this question. Over the last 5 years, rank the front offices in the Bay. Giants, Niners, and Warriors. Who's done the best job down to the worst?
Niners, Warriors, Giants.
Who's done the best job in terms of what?
Just the front offices.
Who's done the best of shaping this team for sustained success now and moving forward?
I would say today, nothing's changed. Like, if a wave of prospects come in, I'll bow down to Farhan retroactively, and I'll say I'm sorry. But that being said, as he goes to the Dodgers, it's Niners, Warriors, and then the Giants.
Niners done a great job.
Even though the Warriors are the only one with a championship, right. I believe that the way the Niners have built their team, it's been pretty freaking incredible.
It's been good. CJ in the city. CJ, what's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to say this idea of blowing it up with the Warriors, I think the first question has got to be, what does Steph want to do? You're not blowing it up around him and making him spend the last 2 or 3 years of his career on a bad team. So unless there's a trade target he'd be open to going to, blowing it up just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I watched Cooper Flagg last night, who's, I guess, specific. Number one is most people think it's him or that guy, Harper.
They got some other guy, too. You watch college basketball, right,
Carter? It's Harper, right?
Duke, that was a hell of a game yesterday against Auburn, man. That was a great game. That was fun.
The shooter was killing it. But my point being is, like, Cooper Flagg's a really good player, but I don't know if he's coming in and, like, just, like, taking over. Like, Wemby, generational talent. San Antonio still feels a little far away, you know? They might be better than the Warriors right now. I don't know, but they don't feel closer to a championship just because they blew everything up, do they?
No. I'm looking for the Curry call because he asked CJ. Sorry, Shasky. I'm the one distracted now because he asked. CJ asked, what does Steph Curry
want? Careful what you say.
But no, because this quote is, I always bring it up, if for some reason we never What's have that? It on the board. But Curry talked about this past offseason. Well, let's just see where we're at.
Yeah.
Are we relevant? So that's where Steph Curry's at to answer CJ's question. Where is Steph, what does Steph Curry want? And what did he say this past summer? Are we relevant? Can we remain relevant?
So his opinion would then be adjusted based off of the stock of the Warriors. Interesting. Sounds like someone I know.
No, it's something that Steph Curry said that we've all talked about, that if they're not relevant by the deadline, Curry may be unhappy.
Yeah, I know. It's called assessing your situation.
No, it is. No, but you flip-flop. Come on, you flip-flop day to day. This is a long-term play. Don't do that.
Did I flip out over the first
talking about Buddy Hield being an all-star? Now the guy, you don't even bring the guy up.
I never said the sentence of Buddy Hield is an all-star.
Stop. Lindy Waters had one game and you was ready to pop champagne.
We all were.
That's different. You're stock. You would be a terrible trader on Wall Street. You'd be flipping. You'd be shorting the stocks left and right. You'd pull it in and pull that the same day. It's long-term plays here.
A lot of pivoting.
Yeah. A lot of pivoting. By the day.
How the great businesses stay on top forever. Amazon bought Whole Foods and how they feeling right
Bitcoin,
now.
Bitcoin goes from 20,000 to 10,000. He's like, oh, my God, get it out. And now they're at over 100,000. You're like, damn, I missed out.
I'm out on Bitcoin. I'm always in on real estate. You know that. Come Bitcoin, on. Know my portfolio. Hey, but
Bitcoin's over 100,000, man. A lot of people get rich. A lot of people get paid. Rob in Dublin, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning. Hey, I'm with you, Bonte. I don't think we need to blow it up just yet. But as far as, like, I think we need a true big man. And I'm not going to say this dude is a true big man just yet, but we have a cat down in this G League. Man, we drafted this dude. He's a two-way player, averaging 17 a game and 9. And now, granted, it's in the G League. I got it. But he's a big. He's 7 foot. Put him in there, Quentin Post. Bring him up. Let him play for a couple games. Let's see who we got in him at least. We need a big down low, man. Jokic, all these bigs are killing us. The outside shooting from Pods and those guys, it's going to come. The game is going to come to them eventually. It's in Pods to slow down. Slow down. That's it, man. That's all I got for y'all, fellas. Good luck next week at the Doobie Awards. I wish I could attend, but I got to work.
Rob, love where y'all. You work at? Where you work at, Rob?
I work in Dublin, man. I'm a government contractor. I did 22 years in the Army, retired. Oh,
wow. Thank you for your service.
I'm a contractor up here in government, yeah. Camp Park in Dublin, bro.
Hey, can I call Camp Park, tell him, Robin Dublin needs a day off?
I wish, brother, but hey, man, you know, government got to keep rolling, man.
Yeah, I know. We need you guys more ways than one. Right on, Rob. Quentin Post. Look, I like the Quentin Post pick. I'm not going to lie.
Well, okay, I don't know anything about Quentin Post, but he's a
pick-and-pop five.
Okay.
Pick-and-pop five.
So no defense?
He's an older guy. I don't know what he looks like defensively because NBA defense is different than college defense. You're playing the ACC. It's a lot different than playing in the NBA. So I don't know where his defense is at right now.
Do you think he
can
play? Well, older guy, like, what is he, 28?
Look, I think
Chris Wenke?
Well, he's like, nah, he's about 25.
Oh, well, that 20, is, yeah, that
24
is
or 25.
Yeah, that is older for NBA.
But I'm intrigued to see him at some point. I don't know if he's the end-all, be-all, but I'm interested in this game.
With all these injuries, do you think there's a chance he gets called up?
He might. He just might. Because we got Andrew Wiggins, who's questionable.
Is he like Steph a Meme Okur? Like, what is he? Like, what's his...
From what I've seen, just a pick-a-pop five, he could shoot the three. I have no idea, because I haven't watched much G League.
Okay. I haven't
watched much ACC, just from the clips I've seen. Yeah. You know, but I don't want to put a name on him. I don't want to do that to him. You know, we did that with Caleb Williams. Called him the next Mahomes.
No one said good, he though. Was the next
Mahomes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Stop.
We said his mannerisms remind us of that. It'd be like if you saw a kid swinging the bat the way Julio Franco did. You'd say, wow, your mannerisms remind me of Julio Franco. No one's saying you are Julio Franco.
Oh, my God. You didn't say that, but I digress.
If you shoot free throws like Bill Cartwright, I'm going to say, wow, your mannerisms remind me of Bill Cartwright.
He didn't do that.
Over the year.
I love how the story changes over time.
Well, I mean, the context matters. details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.